I'm Kim Dilser, WRPR News, with a report on the new law signed by Governor John Corzine requiring that all county college credits be accredited to four-year schools. Members of the Enrollment Management Unit here at Ramapo College have started reviewing and discussing what policies need to be modified, if any, to meet state requirements. Overall, the college seems to be in good shape, says professor and advisor Pat Keaton.
We were already, prior even to this, in the process of looking at courses at the two-year level and identifying when they come in, what Ramapo courses can they automatically come in as, so it makes it easier for students.
Keaton says that the major problem with transferring credits is when a student has taken a 300-level course in their major at a county school and wants it transferred as a Ramapo upper-level course.
I think the bottom line issue is if students have done most of the courses in the major at their two-year college, then what does it mean to have a Ramapo degree?
This law will not take effect until the fall of next year, which has left some upperclassmen on campus to reflect on their college experience. Senior Carrie Justin says this law came too late for her.
I wish it was passed sooner so I wouldn't have been in the situation where I had to retake some classes because of the loss of credits I had when I went from county to here.
Christine Connolly, a visual arts major, says that she has felt the full brunt of handling the high cost of taking courses twice.
With the art history classes, there's lots of required field trips, and the art history books are really expensive. So between like that and the cost of the course, probably at least like $3,000.
Other students and staff feel that this law is moving in the right direction. Professor and advisor Edna Negron says this is a timely matter, particularly with the lack of state school funding.
Students, especially in the state, are bearing a large brunt of the cost of a college education, even a public one. And usually the state contributes money to sort of offset the cost of college.
Doug Rush, a junior majoring in journalism, says he appreciates the new law.
I don't have to worry about doubling up on courses that I don't need. I can focus on the stuff I need to get my degree from here.
Students and staff will have a better understanding of the law once the enrollment management team has completed their review of transfer student policies within the next month. I'm Kim Dilser, WRPR News.